Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. We thank you for where we are coming from, where we are today. Thank you, Lord, for your glorious and your wonderful plans concerning our lives, concerning every member of our families, concerning your church, concerning our nation. We say, be thou lifted up, high Lord, be thou exalted, be thou magnified. We thank you, Lord, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom through this broadcast. We bless you on behalf of those vessels that you are using in the background, helping to making sure that this broadcast comes live. Everlasting Lord, we thank you. We bless and we magnify your holy name, Lord. We pray, Lord, that today's broadcast, let it bring forth joy, let it bring forth healing, let it bring forth salvation. Let it draw us closer and closer to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your wonderful program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'm going to discuss with you what I titled Celebration. And indeed, you will celebrate, people will celebrate you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord Himself will wipe away your shame, your sorrow, your reproach. He will give you a new slate in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Those who have been asking you, where is your God? Your God will answer them and silence them permanently in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 5, reading from verse 1 to 14. The Bible says, Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and in high favor, because of him, the Lord has given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians on one of their raids have carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria? He will cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his Lord. Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sent word to me to cure a man of leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his cloth. He sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. And your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Papa, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servant came near and said to him, My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? As he actually said to you, wash and be clean. So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a child, and he was clean. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage that we have read this morning. One thing is that we must know that wealth, power, or fame does not excuse us from challenges of life. Everyone faces challenges, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are a black man, a white man, whatever. It does not change. Every one of us have one challenge or the other. Why? Because we are not God. But because we have a God, he can resolve those challenges. He has the power to turn those challenges around. And for you to have your celebration, then you should know that it's him and him alone that can provide the answer. So when challenges come, brothers and sisters, I want you to begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice because it is an opportunity for the name of the Most High to be glorified in that situation, that circumstance you are going through. And it shall be so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that I want us to know that in order for us to be able to celebrate, we need to be good to all, including those serving under us. Don't forget that it was a young girl that was a slave in the house of Naaman that told Naaman that he should go to Israel, to Samaria. And there is a prophet in Samaria that is going to help him to be healed. And that was the solution to his problem. Brothers and sisters, you don't know who has the solution to your problem. So whether you have challenges or not, at all times, make sure you do good to people. Most especially those who are working under you. Be good to them. Do not treat them as rejects. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 1. It says, Master, treat your bond servants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Brothers and sisters, be good to all, including those who are serving under you. Another thing that we need to do is that we must understand that we have a duty to stand in the gap of others. The young lady was able to stand in the gap. She was able to tell Naaman's wife, why don't you tell your husband to go to Israel? It must have been paining her in the heart that, why is this man? Why is he suffering like this? When there is a God who can provide an answer to his problem. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, reading from verse 1, it tells us that first of all, then I urge that supplications, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and for all in high position, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Brothers and sisters, if you want to celebrate, then begin to intercede on behalf of others. Take it as your duty to always stand in the gap of others. When you pray for 10 minutes, let 7 minutes out of it be time you use to intercede for others. And as you do so, you begin to see the work of God being manifested, not only in the life of those who are interceding on their behalf, but also on your behalf. The Lord will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing that can destroy our celebration is anger. Anger can prevent you from celebrating. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 4, verse 4, it says, be angry and do not sin. It says, ponder in your own heart on your bed and be silent. Yes, you can be angry, But you need not to sin. That means that you should let go of the anger. You should let go of the wrath. You shouldn't be carrying it all over the place. Brothers and sisters, it is normal for people to offend you. People will offend you. Why? Because you too have offended others too. And the Bible makes us understand that you should let go. You should forgive those who sin against you so that our Heavenly Father can also forgive us. So, brothers and sisters, when you can see in that passage that we read, when Elisha told Naaman to go and wash in the river Jordan, he was angry. But if he had sustained that anger, he would have missed his miracle. I pray you will not miss your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace for you to humble yourself, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that our thoughts can hinder our celebration. It can hinder God performing his miracle in our lives. You can see the thought of Naaman there, thinking that, oh, don't we have better waters in Syria than in Israel? He was expecting the man of God to perform the miracle in a special way, in a way that he has already designed. But brothers and sisters, it is God who is performing the miracle. And so you and I have no right to tell God how he's going to perform the miracle. It is his power. He has that prerogative to determine how he's going to perform the miracle in your life. All you need to do is, according to his word, he say, ask and you'll be given. He say, seek and you will find. He say, knock and the door shall be opened. That is what you need to do. But how he's going to do it is not your own duty. Face what you are supposed to do. Do that which you are supposed to do, which is to ask him, and let him do it in his own way. You cannot afford to cage God. God cannot be caged. You just need to tell him, and he will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing that can hinder our miracle is the people we surround ourselves with. You can see in the case of Naaman, he surrounded himself with good counselors. When Elisha told him, go and wash in that river, he was angry. But the men surrounding him, they are able to give him the right advice and tell him that, look, why don't you just do what this man is telling you? Do it and let's see. If we do it and then at the end of the day, you get your healing, what's the problem? Whether the water is dirty or not, what's your problem about that? They gave him the right counsel. At times, we surround ourselves with wrong people. And they begin to give us wrong counsel. I pray that the Lord will separate you from everyone that wants to lead you to destruction. Everyone that wants to lead you to not fulfillment of your destiny. The Lord Almighty God will separate you from them in the mighty name of Jesus. Above all, brothers and sisters, for us to have a celebration, we must know this God. We must have a relationship with him because it's him that can deliver us. And wherever you are right now, do you know this Christ? If you do not know him, I'm giving you the opportunity because he's the one that can give you joy. He's the one that can give you peace. He's the one that can heal you. He's the one that can set you free. He's the one that can elevate you, promote you, take you higher beyond your widest imagination. So wherever you are right now, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins, write my name in the book of life. And it is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, Jehovah God, draw them closer to you. For everyone that have heard this message, Father, let your mighty hand rest upon them. Let your light shine upon them. Let your countenance be upon them. Let your favor surround them. Let your favor make way for them. In the name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.